From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump has signed into law a sanctions bill he declared is significantly flawed, with clearly unconstitutional provisions. The bill is aimed at penalizing Russia for its interference in last year's American election. It also restricts the president's authority to lift the sanctions without consulting Congress. The sanctions apply not just to Russia, but to Iran and North Korea. In a statement the White House released on Wednesday, the president said by limiting the executive's flexibility, this bill makes it harder for the United States to strike good deals for the American people and will drive China, Russia, and North Korea much closer together. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said the new U.S. law is tantamount to a full-scale trade war, and the foreign ministry in Moscow said there could be countermeasures against the United States. President Trump and two Republican senators announced on Wednesday a proposed new law to reduce legal immigration. At the White House, the president said the United States has for decades let in too many low-skilled immigrants.
As a candidate, I campaigned on creating a merit-based immigration system that protects U.S. workers and taxpayers, and that is why we are here today, merit-based.
The president said the bill would create a points-based system that officials will use when considering applications to live and work in the U.S. He said the legislation is meant to protect minority workers who he says are competing for jobs against brand new arrivals. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington. The Pentagon.